Well, when the war crimes tribunals are held for Trump and Lindsey Graham, the only evidence that will be needed to convict them is to just play the speech or speeches that they just gave, because they just admitted to war crimes. They just admitted to it. Lindsey Graham is just, he's openly, he's on Fox News calling for the murder of every woman and child and every single person in Iran. And he says that he's very happy about that, and we have to do it, and we have to bomb them back to the Stone Age and destroy every single thing they have. He says, quote, "We're going to blow up the things that allow you to function as a nation." And then he laughs and smiles, along with Sean Hannity, who's, you know, a deep state CIA propagandist for Fox News, obviously. And then Trump says pretty much the same thing. "We're going to bomb all your power plants. We're going to bomb you into the Stone Age." And then in the very next sentence, Trump will say something like, you know, but we're negotiating with them. You know, we're making progress on talks. It doesn't make any sense. So when the day comes that there are war crimes tribunals for Donald J. Trump and Lindsey Graham and Carolyn Leavitt and Pete Hegseth and Marco Rubio, etc., I will support those tribunals, because our country right now, the United States of America, is run by some of the most evil, satanic war criminals in history. In history. Right up there with Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler and the worst of the worst in the history of human civilization. That's who we are watching right now. And it's becoming just abundantly apparent to anyone paying attention right now that this is what's happening. A direct quote from Trump: "We're going to hit extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong." It's funny that he thinks Stone Age is plural. He thinks it's Stone Ages. Okay. All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene reacted. She said, "I wanted so much for President Trump to put America first. But all I heard from his speech tonight was war, war, war. Nothing to lower the cost of living for Americans. Nothing to reduce our nearly $40 trillion in debt. Nothing to save Social Security, which goes bankrupt in a few years. Nothing to lower the cost of insurance. Nothing to address jobs for Americans. Nothing about education for our children. Nothing about our children's future. Nothing for America's future. I'm so beyond done," she says. And then Larry Johnson, who I interviewed recently, he had a few things to say about Trump's criminal admissions. That's all you can call it. Trump has just cemented his position as the most insanely psychotic, demonic war criminal in the history of our country. Here's what Larry Johnson has to say.
"I mean, clearly, you folks in Iran haven't gotten the memo. Don't you know you're defeated? I mean, you've been totally defeated, so Trump just doesn't understand why you don't give up."
Yeah.
I mean, the speech was pathetic, sad, delusional. You know, for example, he claimed that the United States is producing more oil than Saudi Arabia and Russia combined. No, that's absolutely not true. The United States produces around 13 million barrels a day. Saudi Arabia does around 12, and Russia does 10. So you put Russia and Saudi Arabia together, they actually produce more than the United States. And the amount that the Saudis produce is right now not going on the world market. So that's going to keep oil tight. And once the ships that were at sea prior to the war of attrition that the United States and Israel launched against Iran on the 28th of February, a lot of those ships will now be coming to port. They'll be offloading, and then there's no ships behind them. So the real impact of the oil spike in price is not going to hit, I think, for another, you know, 2 or 3 weeks around the rest of the world. It is hitting in Asia right now. His claim that Iran was behind the bombing of the USS Cole, no, that was Al-Qaeda. And as Iranians know, sadly, groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS and al-Nusra, they've attacked Iranians. They've attacked Shia people.
So there you go. Larry Johnson is correct. I mean, it's wow. This is a low for America. Probably the lowest of the low. I'm not sure how much worse it can get, but I bet Trump is trying to figure out a way to make it even worse. You know, on top of all of this, Trump says he built the, quote, strongest economy in history with no inflation. And the strongest or the highest stock market ever. Yeah, give me a break. All of course, manipulated and fabricated based on Trump lying to the American people. And so Trump's speech, I could only watch parts of it, but the parts I saw were just lie after lie after lie. I mean, outrageous lies. Lies so outrageous that only a retard could believe anything that Trump said. And that, honestly, those are the only people who are left in Trump's support base are actually cognitively retarded morons or brainwashed, you know, Zionists or something. That's it. It's not possible for an informed, rational, intelligent person to still support Trump at this point. It's not possible. So let me share with you what I think Trump is going to do next. I think that Trump is going to pull off the greatest military hoax of all time. He is going to land troops in Iran or claim to do so. You know, this is almost going to be like the accusations that Apollo faked the moon landings, because, you know, everybody's talking about the moon landings because of the Artemis mission happening right now. So, you know, a lot of people think that the Apollo moon landings were faked. And it's absolutely, just for the record, it's clear that NASA faked a lot of videos. There's no question about that. Whether they actually landed men on the moon and then maybe they needed to like recreate it, you know, like a dramatization video to recreate the landing. You know, I've heard people say, well, that's why it looks fake, because they had, you know, they didn't get good video on the moon. They had to recreate it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. That's not what this podcast is about. You can feel free to believe whatever you want. But what I'm saying is that Trump is about to do an Apollo moon landing level of fakery with the military, a giant military hoax, where he will say that our military lands in Iran, you know, parachuting in, 82nd Airborne, this and that, and he's going to claim that we will go in to the mountains and the wherever the enriched uranium fuel is stored, and Trump is going to claim that we've rescued the nuclear fuel and that we've removed it from Iran, and that therefore Iran is no longer posing any nuclear threat to the world, and that's a total victory, and that's how we can wind down the war in 2 to 3 weeks, and then declare victory. But the entire thing is going to be a hoax. Now, I don't know what level of, let's say, hoaxery Trump is going to pull off here. Maybe he lands troops to make it more authentic, you know, and maybe he sacrifices some U.S. soldiers to make sure there's enough body bags that it all seems very real. But for sure, it's going to be a hoax that they rescued the fuel. That's going to be a total hoax. But they're probably going to have pictures of, like, I don't know, barrels coming out or something. I don't even know how this is stored. Is it in drums? But wouldn't they have to have all this, like, anti-radiation gear or something? This stuff's radioactive, right? So, and it, I mean, highly, highly toxic. Probably leaks a little, you know? So, how much you want to bet they're going to show us in the next 2 to 3 weeks, they're going to show us some, you know, mocked up photos of some special forces people, like, rescuing the enriched nuclear fuel, and then Trump's going to declare victory, and that's going to be his off-ramp. Because, you see, Trump has lost this war. He has lost. And he is destroying the credibility of America. He's destroying the petrodollar status. And he's destroying the election viability of the GOP, big time. the polls are turning against Trump so dramatically that that's probably what got him to panic here and seek an off-ramp. But he can't admit defeat, obviously, because it's Trump. He's got an ego the size of, you know, Earth or something. So he has to declare victory because he wants a giant golden statue of himself, like Kim Jong-un. So he has to fake the victory. That's the only way that Trump can walk away from this situation. Note that he will still be walking away with Iran in control over the Strait of Hormuz, which means that Iran will be the global oil hegemon. Iran will have control over more of the world's oil and energy supply than any other nation, including Saudi Arabia. Think about that. But Trump will walk away and claim victory, and then he'll tell the Europeans, well, that's your problem. You go open the strait. Knowing that that's not possible for the Europeans to achieve, because the Europeans, well, their militaries are already largely destroyed. I mean, used up. That's a better term. Used up. And woke. On top of that, a bunch of woke-tards, right, running the European militaries. So they can't fight. They can't actually fight Persia, you know, they can't fight Russia. You know, European militaries are good at only one thing, dying in battle. They're not soldiers. They're not real soldiers. And the leadership of European countries, they're not real leaders. They are also woke-tard idiots, you know. So Europe's not going to open the strait. Trump's going to walk away and claim victory and tell the world it's your problem. And when Trump says that, you know, well, we have all the oil we need, we have all the energy we need, that's not actually true. We don't have all the right kind of energy that we need. We don't have the right kind of oil. I mean, we still need imports in order for the U.S. to meet its energy demands. Chris Martinson was talking about this in a post. He said, according to the IEA reports, we are a net importer of crude oil in the United States. We need 3 million barrels per day. Now, yes, we have petroleum exports that are large, like over 6 billion barrels, I believe, something like that. But that includes natural gas liquids, NGLs, that are produced from our so-called wet gas fields in America. That's not oil. And it's exported because we produce a lot of excess natural gas liquids. But we still need petroleum to hit our refineries in order to produce the fuels that we use. So, in other words, this is going to impact America as well, unless we can somehow come up with a way to produce an extra 3 million barrels of crude oil per day, which, you know, doesn't, I'm not sure that that would be easy to do. Maybe it's possible, but it would take time. Wouldn't be instant, would it? So Trump's wrong in thinking that we are totally insulated from this. And plus, Trump probably is not familiar with the table of elements, so he doesn't know about helium. You know, when he saw the elemental symbol for helium, which is he thought somebody was just talking about him. It's like, he is good. He is valuable. And he's like, I know I am. You know, no, we're talking about the table of elements, you moron. But, and he's probably wondering, who is H? Is that George H. Bush? Or, you know, who is H? That's hydrogen, you moron. But Trump doesn't know anything about reality, right? Not at all. So he doesn't know about helium. He doesn't realize that all the labs in North America are about to go dark. And I shared with you yesterday the force majeure letter that my lab received from Airgas that said, you know, you're going to be lucky to get half the helium you normally use. And we're going to charge you extra for it, and it might get worse from here. So all the labs are going to go dark. We're not going to have the sulfur. We're not going to have the fertilizer supplies we normally have. We're not going to have the sulfuric acid. Not going to have the urea, the ammonia, etc. Trump doesn't know anything about any of that. He is literally clueless on all those topics. So, in fact, this is going to become a huge problem for America. It's just that it'll be a problem earlier for Europe and Southeast Asia and India, in particular India, and Africa, South American nations, etc. The U.S. will hold out longer than other countries, but not forever. So all of this is coming home to the U.S. because Trump has, he's burned down the world's industrial infrastructure by launching a war on behalf of the Zionist end times apocalyptic demons that run Israel. And Trump created the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The Strait was open before Trump launched the war. So he created the conditions that caused it to be closed and then ultimately controlled by Iran. And it doesn't make any difference if you, quote, bomb Iran to the Stone Age, which you can't, by the way. I mean, Iran can recover. And even if they're in, quote, the Stone Age, they can still control the Strait of Hormuz because it doesn't take much to harass ships going through the Strait. So Trump loses. I mean, Trump has lost. Trump has basically surrendered to Iran, and now he's going to stage a fake rescue operation, a total enriched material fake hoax rescue that, you know, his low IQ followers will believe because they believe anything at this point. But it will be pure theater in order to give Trump an off-ramp from this war. So that's going to be something. That's going to be something. Now, you know that 9/11 was carried out with the help of Mossad and Israel. I mean, everybody knows that at this point. You know, it was George Bush working with Israel. They installed the explosives for the controlled demolition of both the Twin Towers and WTC Building 7, which was also brought down by controlled demolition. And you know how the right Zionist people had the right insurance policies, and they collected billions of dollars on the insurance payouts while they just happened to not be there that day, etc., etc., right? You know all these people are connected to Trump, right? I mean, you can go back and you can see video of Howard Lutnick on the news talking about, you know, sobbing and crying about how all his co-workers are dead, but he was lucky that he wasn't there that day. Yeah, okay, right. That whole thing was a setup. 9/11 was a total setup. It was a false flag operation. So we know that they are quite accomplished at carrying out theater that is also costly because it kills a lot of people. In other words, it's not all fake. They kill people. They kill enough people to make it real, to have the emotional impact, but they engineer the whole thing and they control it. Just like they had controlled demolition on 9/11, they're going to control this rescue operation. They'll probably, I mean, my guess is they'll actually film it in a desert in Nevada or somewhere like, or Utah or somewhere like that, or maybe some other country. They'll find a desert somewhere, and then they'll say this is a training exercise to the soldiers. And then they'll set up, you know, here's the drums you have to rescue, and here's how we're going to do it, and we're going to simulate enemy fire, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, everybody ready, you know, roll, or speed, as they say in Hollywood. So they'll roll the cameras, and then the soldiers will go through this. Soldiers think they're just, you know, practicing. Imagine their surprise when this gets aired on CNN as the actual rescue operation, right? That's how this is going to go. They're going to film it, they're going to produce it, they're going to package it, they're going to push it out to the American people, and they're going to say that's what happened. They're going to say it's real. It'll be faker than the ice cream coming out of the ice cream machine at Dairy Queen, okay? I'm not even sure that qualifies as ice cream. It's like some kind of casein milk proteins with lipids mixed in and sugar. Who knows? But it's going to be the fakest thing you've ever seen. And then when that's all said and done, Iran is going to build nuclear weapons. And so before long, it won't take them long because, again, you're not going to be able to destroy the whole country. Yeah, you can bomb all the power plants and you can set them back for some period of time. I mean, it will be a setback for Iran, no question about it. You lose infrastructure, it makes life very difficult. They will be set back for a long time, but they will have assistance from Russia and China and Pakistan and perhaps other countries. Actually, North Korea has already promised them assistance. And Iran will, trust me, number one on their list will be build nuclear weapons and then demonstrate them. And that could happen this year, later this year. And it'll be a big surprise all over the news. Iran demonstrates nuclear weapons. And then everybody will say to Trump, Trump, I thought you destroyed, I thought we rescued all the, first you said you destroyed all the nuclear material, and now, then you said you rescued it. So what happened? How did they get nukes? And you know what Trump will say? Trump will say, look, aliens. You know, look, squirrel. But in this case, it'll be aliens. And I have to think that this NASA mission, this Artemis mission, which is utterly pointless. Oh, we're flying astronauts around the moon. Who cares? That already happened 55 years ago. I mean, what? So? So? Is that progress? I mean, you're not even landing on the moon. I have to think that there's some kind of psyop that they're building up on this. Like, they're going to fly on the dark side of the moon, and then they're going to claim, oh, there's an alien city down, or some, you know, some nonsense like that. Oh my God, aliens took us. Like these four astronauts, is it four astronauts? Like they're going to come back and they're going to go on CNN. We were taken. And they had anal probes, you know. Really? Is that what that flap is on the seat of the astronaut jumpsuit? Is there like an anal flap there for the alien probes? Is that what that is? Oh, and by the way, the toilet doesn't work on the Artemis spacecraft. I called it. I told you it wasn't going to work. I said that in the podcast. NASA's shitter won't work. How do we know that? Because the shitters on the USS Gerald R. Ford don't work. The United States of America is incapable of building toilets on a government contract. I mean, they could cost billions of dollars. They still won't function. And the very last thing that you want is free trajectory turds in zero gravity. You do not want that. Like a turd festival in outer space. Space balls, basically, right? But the toilet doesn't work. So I guess they're just going to have to hold it for 10 days until they come back. And then they're going to have the alien stories, probably. I mean, maybe. Who knows? I'm just guessing that they're setting up some kind of freakazoid psyop here to distract people from the fact that Trump has lost and Iran will have nuclear weapons. So they're going to have to come up with some bigger distraction, some bigger lie, you know, and probably faking alien contact would be the next big thing. And you can kind of see that they're setting that up, right? They're setting it up. They've been rolling out people. Even they rolled out a Netflix documentary with a bunch of untrustworthy PSYOP CIA people saying, oh yeah, this is like, we're sure that they were not human origin. They were flying around pulling G-forces and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's all the same kind of people that always run PSYOPs. Same kind of people that set up 9/11, you know? So you can't trust those people. And I don't know for sure what they're going to roll out, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's aliens or something bigger like that, or if they claim, I don't know. What was it, J.D. Vance, who said they're not aliens, they're demons? I think he has seen so many demons in the White House that now everywhere he looks, he's like, they're demons. Yeah, it's because you're seeing demons all day in the White House, especially those religious leaders. What's that woman's name? The crazy one? The psycho Zionist Christian lady? Yeah, this is like basically a mass hypnosis, you know, charlatan. And she was saying that Trump is basically Jesus now because he's been persecuted like Jesus was persecuted. Okay. So I wouldn't be surprised if she's a hybrid or something, you know? I mean, I say that half jokingly. You know, lizard people or whatever, they're going to roll out some kind of giant, you know, giant psyop. Clearly, that's where this is going. And it's going to be comedy. It's going to be pure comedy, whatever they roll out. because nobody believes them anymore. So watch for that, and I guess maybe on Polymarket you'll be able to place a bet or something on, like, you know, which PSYOP are they going to roll out first? Will it be, you know, demons from an alternate dimension, or will it be aliens from another planet, or who knows, right? Something big, though. That's what Trump needs as a distraction, because he's such a con artist and such a loser and such a betrayer of the American people. He needs a big distraction. So bottom line, yeah, you are living in some very strange times. This is Truman Show time, okay? The number one skill that you and I are both going to need is discernment. We need to be able to see through the fakery, the hoaxes, the theater, all of it. I don't trust NASA. NASA, never a straight answer. That's what it stands for. And by the way, I don't believe the Earth is flat. And yeah, as far as the moon missions go, I don't know. That's another podcast. I've interviewed Bart Sabrell, and he makes a compelling case that a lot of elements have been faked. But it could be that they're just, you know, they had to recreate the scenes, and that's why they're obviously faked. You know. But anyway, believe whatever you want to believe on that. I don't trust NASA. I absolutely do not trust Trump. I do not trust the federal government. I don't trust anything coming out of official sources at this point. And we're not in Iran. We don't know what's happening. I mean, where do you get your information? The only honest sources are really social media and some Telegram channels at this point, because you can't trust anything coming out of the White House, obviously, or Fox News or CNN, etc. And obviously, you and I, we're not going into outer space. So after the rocket launches, you know, how do you know what happened? You know, nobody knows. It's not like someone's following it. You know, I saw a rocket go up into the sky, and then for the rest of the 10 days, you know, it could be all just bullshit. Like, oh, we're flying around the moon now. Really? You're just in orbit, probably. You know, you're faking it again. Just 10 days of orbit, and then they're going to come back down with the reentry. Oh, look, they're coming back out of the sky. Yeah, they've just been in orbit for 10 days. We know that's not an accomplishment, really, you know, not in 2026. So how do we even know they're going to the moon? How do we know anything beyond what you can see with your own eyes? You certainly can't trust the government. So stay tuned. Yeah, it's going to get wild. You can follow more of my work, of course, at brightvideos.com. And you can catch my articles at naturalnews.com, of course. You can follow my posts at brighteon.social, which is an uncensored free social media website. So check all that out. And I've got interviews and all kinds of good stuff coming up. So thank you for listening. Yeah, be well. Yes, the world is getting crazy. But here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount. And then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format.
All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.